First of all, I'm really thank God for this opportunity to share devotion tonight. As Brother Joelcia mentioned, I was so struggled to have a connection and run around and cannot buy a SIM card. Thank God, God is always great and always perfect in His timing. Okay, so let us before we start the devotion, let us look into our prayer. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today that we can come before Thee and pray unto Thee. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much that I have the opportunity to deliver your word. Lord, I'm not perfect, but Thy word is perfect. Lord, I pray that Thy Holy Spirit will help me to deliver smoothly, and not just for our knowledge, but also I pray that our heart may receive your word so that we may be able to apply in our life. I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So as our scripture is quite long, so I will just only read Psalm 51 verses 16 to 17. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So tonight, I choose a topic. What should we do when we feel as Christians? As we all are sinners, we fail many times to follow God's command. It could be our disobedience, or maybe we sin against Him knowingly and purposefully. Sometimes it could be that we fail to do what God wants us to do. So we all have experience of failing as a believer. So whenever we fail, how do we usually deal with it? And how should we do? We need to remember that we are not perfect beings, and we can fail at any time. So tonight, I would like to focus on Psalm 51, exploring three key points: how King David repents, how he relies on the Lord, and how he responds with three R. So King David wrote this Psalm 51, and it is a prayer of lament. It was written the time after he sinned with Bathsheba and killed Uriah, which we can see in 2 Samuel. And this is the time when Prophet Nathan comforted him. So in this psalm, we can observe how King David had a close relationship with God. It can be seen through his pleading, confession, plea for mercy, and cleansing. Most importantly, his sins was more serious because of his close relationship with God and the way David betrayed him. That is why we can observe the records of David's broken-hearted prayer and sorrow of repentance. And this is a record of a failed believer returning to God. So if we look at verse 1, it begins with pleading. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. He did not give any excuse for sins. He straightway pleaded with God for his mercy upon him. And the way he spoke is using an imperative way of speaking, which show that he is really asking God for his mercy. And he continued with, according to thy loving kindness. This is a reminding his God's covenant keeping love toward his people. David knows exactly the only hope for a sinner is God's faithfulness and his undeserved mercy. If we look at Psalm 51, David addressed God as Elohim, not Yahweh. And this shows that he feels unworthy to utter the covenant name Jehovah. So King David refer back to the covenantal love, which is Hesed, the loving kindness. He say, according to thy loving kindness and according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. This is what we can see in verse 1. And we can understand that this is pleading for God's mercy. This shows that he accepts the consequences that he's going to face because of his sins. And many people want to run away from the consequences of their sin or refuse to accept them. But here, King David admits and accepts the fate he's going to face. That is why he pleads with God to wipe away his sins and blot out his transgressions. And verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. If we look carefully, we can see David using wash me and cleanse me and from my iniquity and from my sin. We can see a pattern here. He's asking God to wash and cleanse him. This is not something a man can do for himself. King David clearly understands that he cannot wash or cleanse his own sin, but only God can do that. For that reason, he fully depends on the Lord. This leads him fully repent before the Lord. So the first step we can see is repentance. So what is repentance? Repentance is recognizing, turning away from our sin and returning to the Lord. David knows exactly where he went wrong and how he sinned against God. So if we do not understand ourselves or recognize where we went wrong, what has gone wrong in our lives, we will never able to understand or repent for our sins. And this understanding helps David to acknowledge his sin and leads him to confess. So what is confess? True confession is acknowledging our sins to God and admitting that we cannot deal with it on our own. In verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. David acknowledges his sin by saying, my transgression and my sin. He says with emphasis and show his confession. In verse 4, we can clearly see that David mentioned his sinning is against God. It does not mean that David did not sin against Bathsheba and Uriah. He did sin against them, but he's emphasizing a deeper truth. He's against the Lord. No matter how he tried to hide, now he understands that he had done before the Lord. And he fully trusts in the Lord for the coming judgment, because our God is just for us. He fully submits with humility to his confession. 1 John 1:9 say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So after confession of our sin, after confession of David's sin, David understands that the root of his problem, which is his heart. He starts by saying, behold. And this behold can be seen in verse 5 and 6. He was not blaming his mother, but he was talking about the original sin that we all inherit from Adam. He truly understood that the problem is not only what he did, but also that he himself is the main problem. And he continued with, behold, God's desire are truth inside the heart and the inward parts, not our outwardly behaviors. But it is the wisdom of God to know that we are sinful from the very moment of conception. Therefore, this shows that David did not try to excuse his sin, but he simply acknowledged it. This helps us to understand we must carefully examine our hearts. We must understand how sinful we are. We must know our hearts and confess before the Lord. We have done so many sins before the Lord. So let us be mindful that we must confess our sin without excuse and blame others or circumstances. We must humbly acknowledge our sinful condition. Tonight, I choose this topic and it's really reflect my heart. And many times I forget that I'm a sinner. So most of the time, I know that I'm a sinner. Sometimes deep down in my heart, I thought that I'm perfect and I'm the best in my life. And I forget I'm sinful. I forget how sinful I am. Sometimes I did so many bad things before the Lord and I forget that I sinned before the Lord. This chapter helped me to acknowledge my sinful condition. And I try many times to be perfect. I try so many times to do good things that I may look like a perfect being. And I forget to rely on the Lord. I forget to depend on the Lord. After David repented of his sin, now he relies upon the Lord. He knew that he could not cleanse and renew his own strength. From verse 7 to 12, we can see the use of the pattern, asking for God's help. David began by asking, purge me with hyssop, which is the cry to remove defilement. According to Levitical law, hyssop alone could cleanse one from contact with crops or from the defilement of leprosy. And he continued with, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Both requests to God show that King David had the confidence that God alone could save him from his sins. And he continued to ask God to make him hear joy and gladness, because the bone that was broken may rejoice. The bone in this verse mean his strength, stability, and inner life, which were broken because of the conviction of sin. But how can we hear joy and gladness? David knew that true joy does not come from circumstances and situation, but it comes from restore fellowship with God. His sins brought him far away from the Lord. He's longing for the Lord so that he can be right with him again. He wants to rejoice in the Lord once more after carrying the guilt of his sin. It is also points to forgiveness that David requests from the Lord. When he says, hide thy face, it is his plea for God's forgiveness and for God not to look upon his sins. David truly understands his sinful nature. That is why he asked God to create a clean heart and to renew a right spirit with him. The word create is the same word used in Genesis 1. And David is asking God to recreate and renew his heart and spirit. It is clear how fully David relies on the Lord to cleanse his heart. He knows that only the Lord can do this. This is an important reminder for us. Many times, we attempt to renew our hearts on our own without relying on the Lord. Many try to cover their sins by doing good deeds, and sometimes we think we can change our hearts through our own efforts. However, this always leads to failure, and we fall back into sin again. Instead, we must fully rely on the Lord and ask forgiveness for His strength to change our hearts. In verse 11, David knew that righteousness, take not thy Holy Spirit from me, does not mean that the Holy Spirit can depart from us even after we are saved. But it means not to let go of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This shows that David not only wants forgiveness, but also wants to restore the fellowship with God. This is a reminder for us that repentance is not just turning away from sin, but it is also the turning back, returning back to the Lord. I would like to use the illustration of a U-turn. When we drive, and when we try to drive as a U-turn, we need to take two turns. Like, we need to turn left and then turn back to another lane, change to another lane. So we need twice to turn. And it's the same in the repentance. Like, first step is we need to turn back, returning from our sin, and we need to return to the Lord. Not just only one turn. We need two turns that so that we may return back to the Lord. So not just only returning, we also need to respond. The psalmist taught us the way to respond after God cleansed and forgave us. From verse 13, it starts with, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." We should keep the lesson we learned from the Lord and spread to others. We should not keep the lesson that we learned from the Lord, and we need to spread to others, to other people. David's first response is service, meaning to be a testimony for others and bring them to God. Then he asked God to deliver him from blood guiltiness, so that he may be able to praise and worship him. This is his second response to worship the Lord. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. My mouth shall shew forth thy praise. So if we continue to look at verse 16 and 17, it reminds us of the case of King Saul when he chose sacrifice over obedience. God's favor is not in sacrifice or burnt offering, but sincere and repentant heart. It is more than any outwardly action. King David truly knew that what God wanted. Verse 17, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. What does it mean? It means a humble and repent heart before the Lord. A broken heart brings a humble heart because it reveals how serious sin is. And a contrite heart brings deep sorrow and surrender to the Lord, turns away from sin. This is what God wants from a repentant one. This is the response that pleases God. It is not our outwardly goodness or the way we pretend living in our life. As we all human beings, we always fail to fulfill God's command or to be a good Christian. Sometimes we fail and turn away from God. Sometimes we enjoy in our sinful nature. However, we must remember that in whatever kind of situation, God always wants us to return back to Him. For that reason, we must follow the step that King David followed. Repent with confession, and he relied to the Lord so that God may cleanse his heart and forgive. And after we rely on the Lord, we need to have the response testimony life. We need to serve others how God show his mercy upon us. And we need to praise and worship and have the broken heart so that we may be able to return back to the Lord and have a fellowship with Him. May God bless our devotion tonight. Thank you.